The campaign committee of Illinois Governor George Ryan and two of his former top campaign workers face federal racketeering charges. They're accused of secretly using state employees and public money for several campaigns, including Ryan's bid for governor. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
This federal investigation began 4 years ago as a probe into a bribery scandal. Workers in the Illinois Secretary of State's office were accused of fixing driver's license tests for bribes that were funneled into campaigns. At the time, Governor Ryan was the Secretary of State. He hasn't been charged with any wrongdoing, but the governor's former campaign manager, Scott Faywell, faces a racketeering charge. Another former aide, Richard Giuliano, is expected to plead guilty to one count of mail fraud. Giuliano resigned last week from his job as the U.S. Transportation Department's liaison to the White House. He and Faywell now join a long list of Chicago-area officials who have faced federal corruption charges. But U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says,
"I'm not going to comment on what the Chicago way is. What I can tell you is this case is far beyond that. If you look at this racketeering indictment, it consists of a pervasive period of activity of people routinely being diverted from state work to campaign work."
Fitzgerald says for 7 years, Ryan's campaign committee, Citizens for Ryan, conducted itself as a criminal enterprise. There's been a political toll as a result of the investigation. Last year, Governor Ryan announced he would not seek a second term. His spokesman, Dennis Culleton, says the governor won't be distracted by these latest indictments.
There have been people nipping and chafing and carping at him since he took office. The governor has said that his conscience is clear, and that remains the case, and his focus and his vision remains on his job.
So far, 42 people have been convicted as a result of the federal probe. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.